8 minutes to 8. It's time for the business news with Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Yesterday, Primark, the parent company of retailer Penneys, announced plans to cut jobs across its Irish, UK and US operations. That includes 100 proposed redundancies at its Dublin head office. The job cuts are in HR, finance and procurement, and it plans to outsource some support functions. Damien O'Reilly is senior lecturer in marketing and management at the Technological University of Dublin. He joins us on the line now. Damien, do we know why the company is cutting these 100 jobs?
Well, it's probably just kind of changing the operating model is what they're saying is that they're doing. So they've become an international company over the last 15 to 20 years, you know, with presence in about 18 to 20 different countries worldwide. And what they've done now is they're looking at kind of changing the operation model of the company, and then they're outsourcing or offshoring some of these support tasks that they're the activities that they're involved in. So not third party, they're saying, is going to be a center then in Mumbai. So really it's a reallocation of the jobs to kind of probably a source that is kind of cheaper for the company. So the jobs will be lost here in Dublin, mainly because the headquarters are here, and they're going to lose about 100 jobs here in Ireland, as we expect.
You mentioned that global growth that they've seen over the past decade or so. How different, though, is Primark or Penneys, as we would know it, internationally compared to the type of retailer that we'd be familiar with here in Ireland?
But you can see what's happening with the likes of Shein and Temu here, which are online platforms, along with ASOS and Boohoo, who are also big players in the market as well. So the market is changing, and that's reflected by what Primark or Penneys are doing in the UK, where they're offering now click and collect services, which they haven't done previously, and they've only rolled those out in the last couple of months. So, but what's happening with the UK and Ireland, you know, it's Primark is basically a store-owned operation rather than an online operation, and the decline there in the UK and Ireland sales figures over the last year. It's showing that there's a cautious consumer sentiment, and the weather's had a mild weather has kind of affected sales over the Christmas period, so they've reduced sales here, but sales in the click and collect service seem to be picking up in the UK, and that's partially driven by the need to have an online presence similar to the likes of Shein and Temu.
Yeah, you mentioned the difficulties in the sector. Zara, for example, have recently said they're going to miss forecasts. H&M just this morning saying that sales are down and shoppers are cautious.
Yes.
Any sign that Penneys is struggling or seeing a similar slowdown? They seem to have been in growth mode for a long time.
Yeah, and they've kind of reached a plateau, and the international growth is where it's going to be in the future. So they're looking at kind of key markets like the US, for example, is a big market now. Spain is the second biggest market outside of the UK and Ireland, Portugal, France and Italy and Eastern Europe. So they're all looking at sales growth. And if you look at the stores that they're opening, they're talking about stores between 70,000 and 120,000 square feet, which is very, very big. It's kind of like the store in Mary Street, which is refurbed there recently. So they're looking at a kind of a physical store, but a large physical store, and they're looking at generating huge footfall in those areas, and that's where they're looking to develop the company over the coming years.
Damien O'Reilly, senior lecturer in marketing and management at the Technological University of Dublin. Thank you very much for that. We'll have more business news in the next hour. That's all for now, though.